As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Thursday, October the 21st, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. We're trying to find some solutions for some problems plaguing me right now. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com and engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of small tyrannical town, Missouri, Exeter. Time to open a big can of whoop-ass on this small town that's bothering me. Once again, big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals hammered again at the opening bell. Stocks higher. U.S. dollar index lower. Sudden flurry of gratuitous reporting. Midterm elections just 13 days away, or is it 12 now? Wind turbines dominate the environment. We'll talk about that, turning big profits for some. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time found gold trading down another $7.30 at $1,338.80. Silver off 14 cents at $23.79. Platinum off a buck at $1,682 an ounce, and palladium are up six at $593. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, relatively narrow band in there, $1,335.80 for a low, $1,349 for a high, as they're trying to get back over that $1,350 mark. But at $1,338.80, your gold is up $281.30 year-to-year for a 26.57% return on your investment. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London, the price fixers ran up their little flags and rang their bells and set the price at $1,345.25. And then the exchange-traded funds came into the market, and we had another waterfall-like event just at the opening bell as we come into New York. Thank you very much. The SPDR gold shares this morning claims that they hold 1,299.18 metric tons, and that's valued on the street at $55.9 billion. But overnight, they sold 0.91 metric tons into the system, so maybe that was why the price went down. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 129 at 11,108. The NASDAQ closed up 20 at 24,57. The S&P 500 closed up 12 at 1,178. We'll be right back.
Hey, Angels, Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the Earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The harp controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed harp can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, harp can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what harp is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This Harp is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, welcome back to our Thursday, October the 21st, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. You know, I hate to lose listeners, really do hate to lose listeners. But I just noticed that I had a large house spider sitting up on top of my mouse, ready to enjoy the broadcast, looking right at me. So, well, we lost one listener there a moment ago. I hope we don't lose you. Anyway, let's get back to our market report. Too bad about that guy. One of the chatters in the chat room says, don't worry about hurting him. They have insurance. Well, the actuarials just lost their bet on that boy. What a big bad boy he was. Gone now, off to spider heaven. Anyway, back into our market report, where we find gold this morning at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, an hour ago in New York City, closing off, or open, it's active, excuse me, a little flustered here, active, down $7.30 at $1,338.80 an ounce. Silver off 14 cents at $23.79. Platinum off a buck at $1,682. And palladium, the only one that's up at 9 o'clock this morning, up 6 at $5.93. Again, the Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 129 at 11,108. The NASDAQ closed up 20 at 24.57. And the S&P closed up 12 at 1,178. It occurred to me while we were putting together the market report, you know, I don't know if it's a fact, but I've heard that Rupert Murdoch runs Dow Jones. It's his product, all right? So it would only stand to reason if that was true, that, you know, they run the news and they give you all the gloom and doom and all the ups and all the downs and all the type of news that supports purchasing and selling stocks and bonds and banks and economy and economic news. And the very people that are running the media own the stock exchanges. Well, what would you expect in America? Anyway, crude oil this morning off 75 cents a barrel at $81.79 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. You do the math, $81.79 divided by 42 gives you an idea for what the crude value is in every one of those overpriced gallons of gasoline and diesel that you buy to fill up your pickup truck when you go to the Stop and Rob. Well, the USDX this morning pairs off another 14 basis points, trying to be Timmy Geithner's moist dream as a weaker and weaker dollar happens at 76.99 on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website. Of course, the Canadian loonie went the other direction, up 0.1%. 0.01% or 1 basis point. Exchanges against the U.S. dollar at 97 cents. The Mexican peso bumps up 23 basis points at 8 cents U.S. The euro up 24 at $1.40, coming back, making a stronger euro. That's not good for the euro. It's better for the U.S. dollar, but, you know, they're the G20. They're all in bed together a couple of times a year. The British pound this morning down 64 basis points at $1.58, and the Swiss franc moves down 29 basis points yet, still above the U.S. dollar at $1.04 U.S. The bond market this morning, the two-year bonds are yielding 0.35%. The 10-year is yielding 2.49%. These are the U.S. treasuries, the bonded indebtedness, and the 30-year is at 3.89%. The mortgage market this morning, the fixed-year mortgage moves down from 3.84% last month to 3.63% this month. The 30-year moves down from 4.37 to 4.25. Of course, your prime rate stands at 3.25%. Lots of news in the news basket this morning. It was a surprise to me, as I mentioned in the opening, that we've got some political news. Not much, just pretty much gratuitous reporting, but perhaps they've been listening to the broadcast and they realize that, yes, indeed, and in fact, it's been a long time since they had anything at all that had to do with politics, even though we're moving into the midterms. Here's the EconoDays market report for today. We've got Thursday, October the 21st, again. The jobless claims are going to come out today, leading indicators, the Philadelphia Fed survey. There's 3 months of bill announcements, a whole bunch of bill announcements go down all the way to the end of the day. The Fed balance sheet will be out, money supply, and Thomas Honig speaks at 9:45 p.m. this evening. Tomorrow, it's just kind of an empty calendar day. I don't know why, but the jobless claims seem to be the main stay for this morning. Let's go right to it. The jobless claims, they say here, now I'm reading off of EconoDay, we're going to have a Bloomberg article right behind this, all right? Man, you're going to see that there's a little bit of difference. Here's the highlight. A big 13,000 upward revision to the prior week more than cuts in half the 23,000 decline in initial jobless claims for the October 16th week. What does that tell you? It says that last week they reported a 23,000 decline in initial jobless claims. Unfortunately, the numbers were bogus. And the big 13,000 upward revision cuts that number down by 10,000. So what we should be hearing here is that the numbers should be reflected in the next article, which I'm going to share with you from Bloomberg. But Bloomberg fails to mention the big 13,000 upward revision that more than cut in half the decline in jobless. In other words, there were more jobless claims last week than they are reporting. So it should be, 33,000? It would be 33,000? Well, anyway, still, the results are positive with the four-week average down 4,250 to 458,000 people, more than 6,000 below the month-ago comparison for its lowest level since July. Continuing claims are at their lowest. You know, wouldn't it have been nice if they would just gone ahead and done the math so that this report would be more useful? Maybe it would have been nice if I'd have done the math, but I didn't have time. Continuing claims are the lowest at their lowest level of the recovery, down 9,000 in data for the October 9th week for a four-week average of only 4.478 million unemployed. Improvements here reflect new hiring and, unfortunately, the expiration of benefits as workers fall out of the insured pool. Now, we know you could fall into a pool. Kind of difficult to fall out of the pool unless it's one of those above-ground jobs. But, nonetheless, it is an unfortunate scenario that these numbers do not reflect the expiration of benefits falling out of the insured pool. The unemployment rate for insured workers is unchanged at 3.5%. Today's data, they say, today's data, gosh, what a bold statement, today's data are free of distortions and point to incremental improvement in the labor market. There was no initial reaction to the results. Yes, I would imagine not. Here's the article, Bloomberg. Initial jobless claims in the U.S. fell 23,000 last week to 452,000. Funny. I guess they didn't read the report. Applications, they don't reflect this 13,000 upward tick, so it didn't fall 23. That's what I need to know. It didn't fall 23, it fell 10,000. All right? Initial U.S. jobless claims fell 10,000. That's not as much as this. It's actually not even half, is it? It's over half. Well, let's go on. Initial jobless claims declined by 23,000 to 452,000 in the week ended October the 15th. We could add it on, do the math. Here we go. So it'll be 465,000. 465,000 last week. All right? Anyway, you get the idea. Be right back.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in many bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cardivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
My soul. Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
Certainly, it's not limited to Al Gore and his climate fraud, you know, to have a Earth imbalance, and we have lots of imbalances in this world. It's an inconvenient truth. It's certainly juggling these numbers to try and make unemployment figures improve. This is the meat of this article off Bloomberg by Bob Wills, New News. Pace of firings has persisted since the start of the year, indicating it will take longer to reduce an unemployment rate that's near a 26-year high. Right. The pace of firings has persisted since the start of the year. This is the 10th month, folks. We're nearing the 11th. The pace of firing has continued all year long. A Federal Reserve report yesterday showed the economy is growing at a modest pace. Modest? Bald-faced lie, I'd say. With companies still hesitant to hire. A reason central bankers may ease monetary policy. Central bankers may ease monetary policy. The economy is growing at a modest pace, with companies still hesitant to hire. A reason why bankers, central bankers, may ease monetary policy. Is that the reason they're giving? The rate of layoffs remain unpleasantly high, capping spending growth and keeping the consumer cautious. David Simmons, an economist at Standard Chartered Bank in New York, said before the report, economists forecast claims would fall to 455,000 from a previously reported 462,000 the prior week, according to the median of 47 projections in a Bloomberg News survey. Estimates range from 430,000 to 465,000. The Labor Department spokesman said several states had estimated claims for the prior week because they couldn't provide actual figures. The final tallies turned out to be higher than what they had initially provided to the Labor Department. All right. He still hasn't given the number. The four-week moving average of claims, a less volatile measure, fell to 458 from 462,250 continuing claims. The number of people continuing to receive jobless benefits fell by 9,000, if we can believe these numbers. In the week ended October the 9th, to 4.44 million, the lowest since June of the 26th. The continuing claims figure does not include the number of Americans receiving extended and emergency benefits under federal programs, those who've used up their traditional benefits and are now collecting emergency and extended payments increased by about 279,000 to 5.07 million in the week ended October the 2nd. Curious. And curious, sir. All right? So now we've got to add these numbers, another 5.07 million, to the numbers that they're talking about here of 4.4 million, to get a little better handle of those who are actually receiving unemployment compensation, fully double what the reports are showing. Maybe we all just need to visit with John Williams and shadowstats.com and get a real number under our belt. The unemployment rate among people eligible for benefits, which tends to track the jobless rate, held at 3.5% in the week ended October the 9th. 51 states and territories reported an increase in claims, while two reported a decline. These data are reported with a one-week lag. Companies in September added 64,000 workers. At 5.07 million people on unextended or on extended collecting extended and emergency payments. And we had, 64,000 jobs, right? Companies in September added 64,000 workers, while total payrolls that include governments fell a larger than forecast 95,000, Labor Department figures showed October the 8th. The drop in U.S. payrolls in September largely reflected local governments firing educators and other workers to make up for declining tax revenues. And going around and preying on the people that live in small towns trying to squeeze a nickel out of them. Worthless batard. Struggles to keep state and local government budgets balanced likely will continue to weigh on job growth and sustain the level of weekly jobless claims. Here, where are we going with all this? Private companies are still firing workers. Aon Corp, the world's biggest insurance broker, plans to cut 1,500 to 1,800 jobs globally as it integrates businesses after the acquisition of consulting firm Hewitt Associates, Inc., blah, blah, blah. There are going to be some redundancies as part of this acquisition, Chief Executive Officer Gregory Case told an analyst in a July conference call. Some firms are hiring. Delta Airlines is adding about 1,000 flight attendants, many of them to work on more profitable international routes as global demand for travel improves. That's the giant sucking sound. All of the Americans flying somewhere else, anywhere else but America. About 600 of the positions will be new hires, all right, so 400 are getting hired back. And Delta has received 85,000 applications. Okay, let's see. Delta is going to add 1,000 flight attendants. 85,000 flight attendants have applied. 8.5 to 1. Well, the company first offered the jobs to attendants who were on furlough, and 425 accepted. That cut their hiring in half. Those people were on furlough, waiting at home to get a call from the boss. All right? So anyway, there's that article. Here's a little bit more. The New York Fed is going to faces inherent conflict in mortgage buybacks. Talking about these mortgages, still in the news, top of the issue. I hope you're paying attention to what Mike Chambers is talking about on his broadcast, covering it like a glove. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York's effort to recover taxpayer money used in bailouts during the crisis may be at odds with its mission to ensure the stability of the financial system. The New York Fed, which acquired mortgage debt in the 2008 rescues of Bear Stearns Company and American International Group, Inc., joined a bondholder group, including Pacific Investment Management Company, that's PIMCO, that aims to force Bank of AmeriCorps to buy back some bad home loans packaged into a $47 billion worth of securities, people familiar with the matter said this week. Forcing Bank of America to buy back $47 billion worth of securities, blah, blah, blah. Concern that Bank of America may be forced to buy back soured mortgages helped send its stock down almost 5% in the last 2 days. We've been talking about that. Wiping out $5.92 billion of its market value. The decline runs counter to the Fed's goal of strengthening the banking system after the worst crisis since the Great Depression. Quote, this is an inherent conflict, close quote, said former Atlanta Fed Research Director Robert Eisenbeis, now chief monetary economist at the Cumberland Advisors, Inc. in Sarasota, Florida. I wonder if he's related to Stern, by the way. Well, maybe. They're transferring the loss from what would have been Bear Stearns through the Fed to the originators of the mortgages. That's an odd chain, and I don't know how you manage that. That is an odd chain. They should all be wearing one. The bondholder group that includes the New York Fed sent a letter to the Bank of America and Bank of New York Mellon Corporation, the trustee for the bonds created by Bank America's Countrywide Financial Corp, saying that Countrywide failed to service the loans properly, according to a statement this week from their lawyer. The statement didn't name the firms. Preventing collapse, Wall Street banks, the article goes on, investor rights. New York Fed spokesman Jack Gutt declined to comment. In August, he said the institution was involved in multiple efforts related to exercising our rights as investors, which would support our primary goal of maximizing the value of these portfolios on behalf of the American taxpayer. lengthy article, much more. We'll pick it up right after this.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Self-expression through creative art is often one of the best forms of therapy. The act of creating, whether by painting, drawing, writing, or performing, allows many people to have an outlet for their talents or discover a new one that they can use to express their emotions when they don't know where else to find support. Empower Yourself is a new online community that allows people struggling with addiction, health issues, parenting, relationships, and more to find support through creative and expressive means. At Empower Yourself, you can share your problems and your creativity with like-minded people. Let Empower Yourself help you grow as an artist, writer, or performer, and at the same time, grow as a person. You can showcase your creations, discuss books, poetry, prose, movies, theater, and find and offer solutions and suggestions for health issues affecting the body and mind. Visit us at empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. That's empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. Empower Yourself, empowering individuals to take control of their own lives.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offenses against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so the article goes on and on and on, and it's up available on Bloomberg this morning. I don't think I'm going to continue with it. It's lengthy. But if you're collecting articles in regards to the foreclosure, this one is a long one. It's one you might want to take a peek at. Let's go over here and take a look at this one. U.S. government should better explain bribery case settlements, group says, off Bloomberg. New News, David Voroyokeo and David Glovin writing. The U.S., while it still leads the world in battling corruption, give us a break, should better explain why cases against corporations are settled, said an international group that combats transnational bribery. We need to talk about transnational bribery as we move into the midterm election here. The Paris-based Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, boy, wow, praised the U.S. for its commitment, quote, at the highest echelon of the government, quote, to fight bribery in overseas business transactions. No country has investigated or brought more criminal cases among parties to the OECD's International Anti-Bribery Treaty. I don't know. Did you know that we were involved in the OECD's International Anti-Bribery Treaty? The group's 38-country working group on bribery said in a report made public yesterday. Yeah, international law. International law, treaty law, working behind the scenes, things we don't even know about. Well, at least we're hearing about it this morning. At the same time, the report said in U.S. the U.S. Justice Department, an oxymoron that is, needs to do a better job of explaining why and how cases against corporations are resolved. Publishing, here's a quote, publishing more detailed reasons, close quote, for the resolution of cases, quote, would give more insight into the Department of Justice's, you know, that's a private corporation, find it for yourself, manta.com, choice of settlement agreements, and thus enhance accountability and transparency of the process, according to the 68-page report. So I suppose if you were a really good researcher, you'd be able to find the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development report made public yesterday. It seems like there's a hot link here. I might try that. Open the website. Yes, it's available on this website. Anyone wants to find it, go to Bloomberg this morning and find that one. Publishing more detailed reasons for the resolution of case would give more insight into the DOJ's choice of settlement agreements and thus enhance the accountability and the transparency of the process. Praise from the U.S. U.S. officials welcomed the report, which praised the government for creating specialized anti-bribery units in the Justice Department, which we don't have an anti-bribery unit in the political party system. We don't have an anti-bribery department for the Congressors and Senate critters, or the White House, or the Secretary of State, or the Central Intelligence Agency, or, well, I guess we just don't have any of that anti-bribery stuff. The United States has risen to the forefront of enhanced global efforts to combat foreign bribery. Haven't we been bribing everybody on the planet for a century or longer? What is the purpose of an economic hitman? The report, which was a peer review adopted October the 15th, said the U.S. has more than 150 pending FCPA criminal investigations and 80 civil probes. And probing a lot of things in the civil branch of government, that's for sure. Many of which overlap. Criminal probes? In December of 2008, Siemens AG, we're going to talk about Siemens AG in a moment. They're one of the ones that make the wind turbines. Siemens is one of the oldest and one of the really used to be the more respected electrical companies in Germany. They paid $1.6 billion to resolve criminal and civil probes in the U.S. and Germany. In February of 2009, Kellogg Brown and Root, KBR, agreed to pay $579 million to resolve criminal and civil probes. BAE Systems, PLC, agreed in March to pay $400 million to U.S. authorities. It doesn't go to you or me. It just goes to the authorities, okay? It goes back into the hopper. And $50,000 to U.K. authorities. Excuse me, $50 million to U.K. authorities. Daimler, Mercedes-Benz, agreed in April to pay $185 million to resolve investigations. You sound like payola to you? The working group called for greater clarity about the reasons the U.S. enters into such agreements with companies suspected of violating the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, the U.S. version of anti-bribery law, the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. Do we have a domestic Corrupt Practices Act here? Agreements to delay or forego prosecution have existed since 1993. Agreements to delay or forego prosecution have existed since 1993, the group noted, adding that, quote, their use has grown dramatically in recent years. Industry representatives want more clarity from the U.S. on exceptions to the FCPA law for so-called facilitation payments for routine governmental action. Facilitation payments for routine governmental action. Guido! Or we're going to break your knuckles. The sector representatives, aerospace and defense, extractive industries, financial services, construction and manufacturing, almost unanimously called for further guidance concerning the scope of the exception for the facilitation payments, close quote, it said. Well, that's that story. It's on Bloomberg this morning. Here's a little bit more. Banks face two-front war on bad mortgages. This one's not going to go away. This is new news. A John Gittleson again and a Jody Shen writing for Bloomberg. Shoddy mortgage lending has led bankers into a two-front war, pitting them against U.S. homeowners challenging the right to foreclosures and mortgage bond investors demanding refunds that could approach $200 billion. And it continues. It's lengthy. I will spare you. Let's go into this one. Rare earth prices. Rare earth. You know, the whole IT industry and all of the modern green stuff, well, it all is riding on the back of these rare earths. Of course, that's why we're in Afghanistan, but let's continue the article. Mark Drajim and Gopal Ratnam, October the 20th, that would be yesterday's news. Rare earth prices have jumped as Chinese export quotas crimped worldwide supplies for the elements used in the manufacture of disk drives, wind turbines, and smart bombs. Not to mention batteries for electric cars, etc. Prices have climbed sevenfold in the last 6 months for cerium oxide, which is used for polishing semiconductors and other elements, have more than doubled, according to the Metal Pages Limited in London, which tracks rare earth prices. Actions by China, which produces more than 90% of the world's rare earths, there's a monopoly we need to pay very close attention to, have drawn criticism from U.S. lawmakers and officials in Japan and Germany. China reduced its second-half export quota for the minerals by 72% in July. Of course, we didn't hear about that in the news. You know, that wasn't a... Well, maybe we did. Maybe we did. But it sure didn't go as viral as the 14% reduction in export of Russian wheat. That was because there's not a drought associated with this. We can't make any capital hay on this. So let's continue. It is now further restricting exports, according to industry participants. So they... They reduced its second-half export quota for the minerals by 72% in July, and now, here this is October, it is further restricting exports, according to industry participants. Quote, materials are still being held up in customs, and shipments are delayed, Jeff Green, president of J.A. Green & Company LLC in Washington said, who represents miners and users of the elements in a telephone interview. Quote, many believe rare earth quotas for the second half of 2010 are exhausted, leaving materials unavailable for sale. How are we going to move further into the green energy program without rare earth minerals? I wonder why they call them rare earth in the first place. Maybe there's not too many of them around. Anyway, rather interesting. We've already exhausted them. We've only begun this journey down Al Gore's green alley. We don't have the rare earth minerals to throw at a problem like this. Maybe we need to rethink natural gas in great abundance one more time. How about nuclear power? We'll be right back.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna.
Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The HARP controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed HARP can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, HARP can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what HARP is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This HARP is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Ah, how soothing it is. How soothing it is, Carlos, baby. I love it. I also enjoyed that advertisement, that last advert, featuring the voice of Susan Lloyd. Well, she used to do, I don't know, maybe she still does a broadcast, Sound Body. Oh, I tell you what, like syrup. It was better than a cup of tea to listen to an hour of that broadcast. Well, that's Susan Lloyd, James and Susan Lloyd. Nice to hear them sponsoring our advertisements on our network. The Christian Media Network, been around a long time. China said the quota reduction was needed in order to shut polluting mines and still be able to meet domestic demand. We're talking about the rare earths minerals. It'll continue to supply rare earths to the world while maintaining restrictions to protect exhaustible resources and ensure sustainable development, the Commerce Ministry said in a statement yesterday. To protect exhaustible resources, that's intelligent, and ensure sustainable development. Kind of hard to use what you're saving for future generations, especially when you're not definitive about how many generations in the future you're saving resources for. But anyway, if they're rare and you could use them up and they can't be reclaimed, it might be wise to conserve. Maybe we should look at another direction rather than Don Quixote's tilted windmills or find a suitable replacement inside those windmills so that we don't have to exhaust the rare earth metals. Well, I don't know, maybe they can be recovered. Rare earths are a group of 17 chemically similar metallic elements. Here they are, some of them, such as lanthanum, cerium, neodymium, and europium. There are jokes that could be thrown in there, but I'll spare you. The elements are used in radar, high-powered magnets, mini hard drives in laptop computers, catalytic converters for vehicles, electric car batteries, and wind turbines. Well, wind turbines. We'll get into some wind turbines. Let's go right there now. GE, I told you. It's like, I told you. Plan to invest $319 million in a wind power project in Oklahoma. There's your rare earth minerals. General Electric, this being written by Go Onimitsu and Stuart Biggs. New news. General Electric, also known as GE, and Itochu Corporation will jointly invest $319 million in a wind energy project in Oklahoma. The companies have an option to invest an additional $100 million when the plant is completed in December, the Japanese trading house said in a statement on its website today. The 152-megawatt wind farm will comprise 66 sets of 2.3-megawatt turbines, the company said. And it stick up 66 windmills. 66. The company said the project is part of an alliance to expand renewable energy business the two companies announced in June. Basically, that was an infomercial right off of Bloomberg. Okay, let's see what we got going on here. Another wind turbine program. Siemens, talked about them a moment ago. Siemens wins an order to supply 80 turbines to a wind farm off the German coast. If you're investing in energy, and you don't care where you get your money, pay attention. Even these articles out day after day after day, them 300,000 of them are going to be erected someplace on the planet this year. Energy stocks, day traders, pay attention. Siemens AG has won an order to supply 80 wind turbines for the Dantisk wind farm off the north German coast, the company said in an emailed statement today. That's another infomercial right off of Bloomberg. All right. Here's another one. Vestas wins an order in California for 128 megawatts of turbines. Vestas Wind Systems AS won an order for 24 turbines of its V90 3-megawatt model and 31 turbines of its V90 1.9-megawatt models for a project in California, the company said on its website today. Keeping track, just keeping track. Seem to be doing a lot of this lately. And this is how it bites you in the bottom. UK stealth carbon tax may add about 10% to companies' energy bills. You thought it was free energy? Guess again. The UK's Treasury decision to keep about £3.5 billion, or $5.5 billion, from a carbon-cutting program for large electricity users may add 10% to energy bills for universities, hospitals, and shops. Jacking up 10% energy bills for universities. You thought going to the school was expensive. Now, wait until they jack it up 20% so that they can gain a 10% increase on their bottom line for the 10% increase in power. Hospitals, the cost of health care going up. Shops, shopkeepers having more and more difficulty making sales and keeping their doors open. More shops shuttered. The change announced by the Treasury yesterday after the Chancellor of the Exchequer, George Osborne's spending review, will add about a tenth more to the bills of the program's participants. And on and on. It's a double whammy for the public sector because they're all facing spending cuts and they're being taxed as well for their energy use, Wiglas said today in a telephone interview. Whether this is tied directly to common purpose or not, but it may be, KPMG and its clients will be affected by the changes. Organizations in the stream are now paying significantly more for energy. coming to a smart meter in your yard soon? UK Energy Minister Charles Hendry said in a telephone interview today that the shift is designed to make the program simpler to understand. Well, it couldn't be much more simple than this. Prices go up. Energy costs are going up. That's all the more simple it needs to be. We don't have to get into a lengthy discussion. It affects almost all of the retailers with an annual turnover of 60 million pounds. It will cost one major national retailer 10 million pounds a year. We've studied business law. We've studied economics on the broadcast. It's not going to cost the retailer anything. It's going to cost you, the consumer, in higher prices. Retailers aren't just going to pay more and more and more. Retailers operate on a 2 or 3% profit margin. They suffer a 10% increase in their energy costs. They're going to roll it over into increasing their price for the goods they sell in the store. Deadline to enroll? Companies have until September the 30th to register for the program or face fines. Registering. Well, they're going to register. Watch the prices go up in England, listeners. EU carbon, little change as Fortum's third quarter emissions decline. Here's your carbon market report. Decline 17%. This is Matthew Carr writing for Bloomberg today, new news. European Union, carbon dioxide allowances were little changed as Fortum OYJ, Finland's biggest utility, said its emissions in the blocks program fell 17% in the third quarter. The utility group said emissions trading systems output declined to 1 million metric tons from 1.2 million tons a year earlier. Now, here we go. We're going to get you that price. It's in the article. I was going to give you the price, but we'll just get it in the article. Espoo, Finland-based Fortum, said today in a statement distributed by the Helsinki Stock Exchange Newswire, EU permits for December fell 1 cent or 0.1% to 15.14 euros. Now, if you're going to get a carbon credit, I guess, a permit, it costs $21.14 a metric ton on the exchange. Oh, my. When are they going to dial that into your telephone bill, your utility bills? European Union to publish its 2013 cap for its carbon permits market tomorrow. These are all these little one-liners you can find up on the Bloomberg website. Iwa Krukowska, writing for Bloomberg, one-liner here. The European Commission will announce tomorrow the cap for 2013 emissions in its carbon market, including aluminum and chemical product makers that will join the system in its next phase, the regulator said on its website. Can we even stop this, folks? It's a train a-coming, coming to a town near you.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, October the 21st, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Now, as we start our second hour of today's broadcast, in the first hour of today's broadcast, a lot of environmental news. A lot of financial news. We're going to go a little bit further with the news basket, then we're going to something more enjoyable here in the second hour. But there's a little bit of news out there today. I'm just going to go into some of the political news that's available. I haven't seen any of this for some time, really. I've been saying and remarking how noticeably absent we've had any kind of election coverage, really, of substance. We're going to see that this morning we're not going to get any substance. But there's going to be some news. Before we go there, let's go here. How dare you take my pension, heard as cutbacks loom. All right? And there's a big parenthetical statement here, correct, indicating that the previous article was incorrect. Ben Elgin and Chad Terhune, writing for Bloomberg, October the 20th, 2010. If anyone fits the profile of a San Francisco Democrat, it's Jeff Adachi. Ah, that's nice, Jeff. Nice to be fitting the profile of a San Francisco Democrat. I mean, that ought to freak you out just there. In 2004, the elected public defender volunteered to officiate at ceremonies for same-sex couples during the city's short-lived attempt to legalize homosexual marriages. This year, although Dachi is running up unopposed, he is drawing the scorn of fellow Democrats for embracing a new controversy. He spearheaded a November ballot proposition that would force city workers to pay more of their rising pension and health care costs. How dare you? Leland Yee, a Democratic state senator from San Francisco, thundered into the microphone as about 100 workers of the World Unite rallied October the 5th against the measure in California's fourth largest city. Quote, how dare you take it off the back of the city's workers? Taking it off their backs. As public pension costs soar, U.S. taxpayers face as much as $3 trillion in unfunded state retirement liabilities, according to a study by the University of Rochester and Northwestern University. They're igniting political fights across the country. $3 trillion in unfunded state retirement liabilities. Promises made that can't be kept, right? In California alone, voters in 9 cities and counties will decide next month whether to curb benefits for current or retired police officers, firefighters, librarians, and janitors. $3 trillion in unfunded state retirement liabilities. Police officers, firefighters, librarians, and janitors. Beyond November, the question of government pensions threatens to become a defining policy issue of the coming decade. As politicians seek to reduce state and local budgets, civil servants... When was the last time you were ever served by a civil servant? Every time I've ever had to intersect with civil servants, they've always treated me like a customer, as if I had some choice. That I might shop in a different government down the street, perhaps. No. Civil servant? I don't think so. Civil tyrants? Yes. Are trying to protect what they consider a social contract. There's your Jean-Jacques Rousseau. A social contract with taxpayers whose retirement benefits are often far less generous. State and local governments paid $3.04 per hour toward each employee's retirement as of 2007. State and local governments paid $3.04. No. Excuse me. Taxpayers paid $3.04 per hour toward each employee's retirement. We'll be right back.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in many bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back once again to our October the 21st, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we begin our second hour of today's broadcast, talking about a variety of news, some insane stuff out of San Francisco. And let's go straight out to Idaho and speak this morning with Vicki. Good morning, Vicki.
Good morning, Will. I've been doing some reading this morning and finding some really interesting stuff.
Oh, no!
Yep, she's at it again. what I found is, it started with an email or a notice from the Clinton administration about their e-commerce initiative. and how the Internet was born global. And they produced a framework for global electronic commerce. And in that, they say that they set up the Internet as a free trade zone.
Oh, how could we be surprised by that news?
Well, I am and I'm not, you know. But then, you know, as I continued digging down deeper, I found that they're working on an international uniform commercial code.
Mm, and that's been around, has it not?
Well, I don't know. I don't know, but making the Internet a free trade zone and then an international commercial uniform commercial code process, that explains to me why Boise, Idaho is implementing international building codes.
Right.
And if they proceed with this whole thing, we will not have any kind of national or domestic governments at all. Period.
Well, I don't know whether we really have them or not, except in just absolutely the most bare-bone places in the country. You know, you'd think that a small town like this with some 700 people, they claim, I haven't ever seen 700 people, but they claim that they exist here somewhere. But, you know, I've been hammered here in the last couple of weeks with a series of requests insisting that I make certain modifications in my lifestyle and alter the way that my place looks here based upon excerpts from these various model codes and model acts. And so even in a town as poorly organized and as poorly developed that doesn't really have meaningful employments for anyone, if we can find it here, I would imagine we can find it anywhere. But there must be at least one or two towns, maybe in Wyoming or someplace, where it hasn't passed yet, but it's coming.
Yeah, well, I'm wondering if maybe you couldn't, I mean, because what real authority does the international governing structure have over you as an American living on American soil?
Well, treaty being the supreme law of the land, anything that we do, you know, this is one of the reasons why in the past when I look at the difference between Barry the Usurper and Hillary Clinton, Hillary got the better job, you know, working as the Secretary of State. She's able to go internationally and negotiate international treaties, where Barry just has to go around and stump for the D's.
Well, no question about it, because all of this, anything that's international is under the Secretary of State. And whereas, you know, they've passed all these free trade agreements and they're implementing international, they're harmonizing our law with international law, she's really the center of power in this country.
Right. The president has basically been marginalized to the level of just a dummy puppet or a wood carrier.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know what it made me think about is this whole situation with the banks, and I'm wondering if they weren't forced to go to this online paperless processing.
Well, I don't know whether they were forced or not, but I think that they probably implemented it with a view to a global system because, you know, if the Communist Manifesto begins with the first plank is the abolition of private property, and with Woodrow Wilson and forward with Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the idea of getting rid of our gold, we're not able to buy really anything. We can never discharge. We can discharge a debt, but we can't extinguish it using Federal Reserve notes. And so we don't really own any property. And so if it's a global process, the whole idea of registering title, if there is no title, why register it? If you don't own it, why bother? Why are we recording it? You know, all these are basically our very expensive rental agreements where I become, you know, through involuntary servitude, a ward of my town, and I'm supposed to step and fetch it with my lawnmower and my yard trimmers every time they say so, you know, and if they don't like what I've got in my driveway, I'm supposed to get my cars gone too, you know. Where's the property ownership? Where's your title rights and interest there? I don't see them.
Well, you're right about that. But on the banks, though, I do know that they were threatened with their charters if they didn't make more loans. And I have a release from a press conference of Robert Rubin and the guy Ludwig, who was the comptroller of the currency, and Lloyd Benson when he was Secretary of the Treasury. And they were telling the banks that they wanted performance. You know, they were measuring outcomes, not paperwork.
Right.
And so I don't know. That's something that I'm gonna be really looking into to see if I can find. Because under this e-governance framework, one of the things that it said was that all the agencies of government were to implement these five principles of the framework for e-commerce. And since the banks are totally, you know, regulated by the Fed, they could have easily mandated paperless processing. So it really could be the Treasury and the Comptroller of the Currency that caused this whole situation where we have a snowballing effect of, you know, snafu all the way down to your local county recorder's office.
Right, right. And it will not surprise me at all, and especially if the Fed, so to speak, steps in and creates a firewall between the property owner and the banks. They will have to do their cover-up so that it doesn't go back and expose what it is that you're sharing. No doubt about it, you know, in my mind, that even though, you know, I wouldn't put it past Jamie Dimon or Lloyd Blankfein or any of the others at the top, you know, Donahue, any of the others at the top of the banks to come up with some kind of a scheme like this. We can see from the article by Stern, he's been out there churning in this MERC process. He's been churning these mortgages in plain sight for, you know, a long time, amassing Bugattis and Porsches and Mercedes and mansions and island homes, etc. You know, it wasn't done in vacuo.
Yeah, well, it presented, the whole internet thing presented a tremendous opportunity for cannibalizing our entire economy, which is really kind of what they've been doing, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, good stuff. Okay. Good stuff, Vicki.
Okay, that's all I have. Thanks.
All right, talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Self-expression through creative art is often one of the best forms of therapy. The act of creating, whether by painting, drawing, writing, or performing, allows many people to have an outlet for their talents or discover a new one that they can use to express their emotions when they don't know where else to find support. Empower Yourself is a new online community that allows people struggling with addiction, health issues, parenting, relationships, and more to find support through creative and expressive means. At Empower Yourself, you can share your problems and your creativity with like-minded people. Let Empower Yourself help you grow as an artist, writer, or performer, and at the same time, grow as a person. You can showcase your creations, discuss books, poetry, prose, movies, theater, and find and offer solutions and suggestions for health issues affecting the body and mind. Visit us at empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. That's empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. Empower Yourself, empowering individuals to take control of their own lives.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
So, you know, we're always asked, you know, to donate more and more money to Sub-Saharan South Africa for little stoves and things like that, you know. We worry about all the children that have to stay, all the little girls that have to stay home from school because they have to walk 35 miles a day with a hubcap on their head to go to a community well and get a drop of water for their family, you know. Maybe if they would invent the wheel or something, they could bring home 5 gallons of water rather than a hubcap full of water, but that's what we see. But here's what we see, where our money is really going, okay? Africa's 1 billion consumers are too many for Walmart to ignore. Yeah, that's right. New news, Franz Wild writing for Bloomberg. Richard Twigzi says he shops at Massmart Holdings Limited's game store in Kampala, the Ugandan capital. Funny. They have Game Boys in Uganda because the quality is better than at the local market. Apparently, they got game stores even at the local market. Why are we sending them aid? Like millions of other Africans, he can afford it if the prices are a little higher. And we're subsidizing these people. These stores are high class. Twigzi, a 61-year-old businessman, said while shopping at the chain store, in ordinary stores, there's a lot of counterfeits, but these big stores care about their reputation. It's such people as Twigzi, members of Africa's burgeoning middle class. See, they're destroying the middle class in the United States, underwrite the development of the middle class in Africa. What's wrong with this picture? Can't even afford to go to a Walmart store. Who prompted Walmart Stores Incorporated on September the 27th to propose purchasing Massmart. Well, they won't have to do much revision in the chain, you know, changing the name. Just take out the mass and put in the wall. The continent's third largest retailer for $4.6 billion. This is the age of mergers and acquisitions. Walmart buying Massmart in Africa with 288 stores in 14 African countries. Purchasing Johannesburg-based Massmart would enable Walmart to profit from one of the world's fastest growing retail markets. And we're subsidizing the Africans, as we are Israel. Africa's population reached 1 billion last year. And after economic growth averaging 4.9% from 2000 to 2008, the number of families with an income of more than $20,000 U.S. a year has exceeded India's, according to a report by the McKinsey & Company, with China investing in the continent to exploit its mineral wealth and the population rising by more than 2% a year, that market is set to expand. Quote, it will be to their own detriment if companies ignore Africa, close quote, said Celeste Falconer, Africa analyst at Johannesburg-based Rand Merchant Bank, Rand Corporation, the investment banking arm of First Rand Limited, maybe the Cougaran. Quote, we're seeing massive growth in the population and increasing middle class and people having more access to money. Bill and Melinda Gates want to go down there and vaccinate all these people. High quality. Consumer spending in Africa rose at a compound rate of 16% between 2005 and 2008. As our economy goes into the toilet, and we're talking about consumer spending and GDP growth here in the United States of somewhere between 1 and 1.2%. McKinsey estimated that the number of consumers earning more than $1,000 a year, oh boy, that's kind of a basal level, isn't it? Will rise by 221 million within 5 years. And so, as they have more pennies in their pocket, Walmart's going to be there for you. Falling prices in Africa. Sub-Saharan African economy will expand by 5.5% next year, 2.5 times faster than developed countries. See where your money's going? Sustainable development. According to the International Monetary Fund, per capita income in sub-Saharan Africa was $1,096 last year. You have to find out what their tax structure is like. How much are they paying for rent? Find out how well they're living on $1,000. Let's see, that would be, well, a little less than it would be about, what, $80 a month? Something like that. 96, yeah, somewhere in there. $82.50. The FTSE and the JSE Africa General Retailers Index is up almost 50% this year, ahead of the almost 9% increase in the FTSE. That would be the FTSE, right? Yeah, Africa All Shares Index. South African retailers. South African companies have spearheaded retail investment in the continent. ShopRite Holdings, blah, blah, blah. The entry of big chains is welcome because most of their products are of high quality and they're well packaged, especially compared with the unhygienic street markets where the poor have to shop. The unhygienic street markets where the poor have to shop. That's where they can get unirradiated vegetables grown by local farmers. Those unhealthy. They used to call them sanitary markets, but I guess they're unsanitary markets in Africa. Bentonville, Arkansas-based Walmart, it's just across the state line from me, folks, will face challenges in the world's poorest regions. It will need to maintain a supply chain in a continent where roads and railways are unreliable, so that just-in-time delivery stuff might be a little bit tenuous. Again, they're going to face challenges, especially where property rights are often weak and security isn't guaranteed. Property rights are often weak and security isn't guaranteed. So I imagine they'll have armed guards in the Walmart stores. Continuing, poverty remains rampant in Africa with 50% of the population living on less than $1.25 a day. Of course, you have to balance $1.25 a day against your expenses. You might make $100 a day, but if you have $99 in expenses, the Africans are doing better than you are. One must not forget that Africa is lots of different countries with different cultures, different languages, and different ways of doing business. Okay? Said Jeannie Van Zyl, the retail analyst for the Old Mutual Investment Group of South Africa, South Africa's largest privately owned fund manager, quote, perhaps they will fail if they try and do it too fast. You have to step away from markets that are not ready to be entered. The process cannot be rushed. Well, there's a lot more to that discussion, too. We've still got tons of news. What are we going here? Let's just do a couple of headlines. Go through these. These are not very, very telling articles, but we do have some political news here. Republicans seek to capitalize on bailouts, healthcare, and races to watch. This by Catherine Dodge, Bloomberg. With the November 2nd midterm elections less than 2 weeks away, political analysts are focusing on races that will help determine whether the Republicans oust Democrats from control of the U.S. House and Senate and how the two parties fare in gubernatorial races. Of course, there's very little that's been mentioned on Bloomberg's website in regards to this. Now it's going to go on and on and on. Talk about Indiana, Tom Perillo, you know, various and other people. Let's go over here to the next one. Democrat Sistak closing the poll gap with Toomey in Pennsylvania's Senate race. Democratic U.S. Representative Joe Sistak has pulled within 2 percentage points of former Republican Representative Pat Toomey in the race for a U.S. Senate seat from Pennsylvania, after trailing by 7 points. If the vote were held today, blah, 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 Pennsylvania is a blue state and Democrats there have begun to come home, blah, 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 blah. Sestak and Toomey are vying to fill the seat of Arlen Specter, the 80-year-old geriatric Republican Democrat who in May 2010 primary failed to win his new party's nomination to hold the seat. Blah, 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 blah. Nothing really about the people, nothing about their views, nothing about their past, just more claptrap. We'll be back.
Talk radio online worldwide at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the oraclebroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the Earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The harp controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed harp can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, harp can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what harp is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This Harp is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, back into the news basket, just a little bit more, not much more, though. Brown opens an 8-point lead over eBay's Whitman and California voter poll. As if we need to revisit Jerry Brown. I mean, how many times do these retreads have to be drug out, you know? Every time they get a new hairpiece or something, Democrat Jerry Brown has opened an 8 percentage point lead over Republican Meg Whitman in the race for governor of California, poll shows, with less than 2 weeks until the November the 2nd election. Brown tops Whitman 44% to 36% among likely voters, the Nonpartisan Public Policy Institute of California said. He particularly picked up support among Democrats, women, and Latinos. That's a capital L Latino there, by the way. They don't use a lowercase L like they would if it was blacks. Mark Baldessari, the Institute's president, said in a telephone interview yesterday, it's been an eventful few weeks. There have been debates, there have been allegations, there have been counter-allegations. Both candidates have been touched by scandal over the last month, blah, blah, blah. Boxer leads Fiorina. Senator Barbara Boxer led a narrowed over Republican Carly Fiorina. Boxer has support from 43, Boxer. She's the environmental weenies champion there. Anyway, Boxer held a 7-point advantage, 42% to 35% in September. See Barbara Boxer go bye-bye-bye. Greenhouse gas, well, that's what we've got when you're dealing with politics. Let's go over here to the next one. Legal pot, tax cuts on ballots in 36 states, way referendums, legalizing marijuana in California, cutting sales tax in Massachusetts, preventing Colorado from borrowing money, had a list of ballot referendums in 36 states. If you don't have any candidates to vote for, turn out at the polls and vote for and again in the referendums. See how that works. Massachusetts voters will weigh a proposal to cut the state sales tax to 3%. That would be a good one. Voters from Boston to Seattle will consider measures that would boost income tax revenue, pad the so-called rainy day funds and slash sales levies, as states recovering from the worst recession since the Great Depression look to replenish their coffers and cash-strapped residents seek relief. There's more to all of that stuff. Let's go to the next one. As far as political commentary is concerned, these are very weak articles. I'm not going to read them. Michael Quint, October the 20th. Andrew Cuomo, the Democratic candidate for New York governor, widened his advantage over Republican Carl Paladino as Democrats led in all five statewide races, the Siena Research Institute poll showed. Cuomo, the state attorney general, is 37 points ahead of Paladino, a Buffalo real estate developer. And it continues, goes on. So there's that political news. But it's certainly not much. Certainly not much. Most of the focus, as I've shared with you, is all about corporations, the corporatocracy running the planet. Let's go into the books again. This is chapter 27, Ideals and Their Recommenders, by William Ernest Hocking, Human Nature and Its Remaking, published originally back in, I think, 1913. 1918, and the edition that I have is a 1923, the new and revised edition. Chapter 23. Rather interesting man, William Ernest Hocking, if you don't know who he is. This is what he says, and I shared this opening sentence with you yesterday. A man in the midst of a society, all right? We're all men in the midst of a society. We live in a society. Can't help it, can't avoid it. That's where we are. A man in the midst of a society which is trying to shape him. A society which is trying to shape him. Just as the news attempts to shape us each day, trying to get us to focus on global issues and not the political issues that are happening on us and at us right where we are. Not looking at local issues, but looking globally, as Vicky brought out, a free trade of the internet, if you will, an international uniform commercial code. That's frightening in itself. Right? But a man in the midst of a society which is trying to shape him is not to be thought of as surrounded by pure altruists. Altruism, a term coined by Auguste Comte, the founder of the system of positivism that we talk about here quite often, right? Altruism. What's an altruist? Living for others is the way Auguste Comte defined it when he coined the term living for others. You feel like you're living for others when you're taxed beyond, belief? You think that you're living for others when you have hate speech, hate crimes, You can't say anything, can't think anything. Oh, were you thinking that? I got you. Altruists. A man in the midst of a society which is trying to shape him is not to be thought of as surrounded by pure altruists. Those who are shaping our lives are not necessarily living for others. They don't have the greatest good of the greatest number in mind, even though that's their credo in the front. Whatever behavior is recommended to him will bear some trace of the convenience of the source of the recommendations. If your city hall is a private corporation, City of Exeter, for instance, you have to look at it, the convenience of the source of the recommendations. When they pass certain egregious, you know, property takings, what are they trying to do? Are they trying to generate revenue? Are they trying to make a nicer community? What are they trying to do? Whose interests are actually being served in that? The virtue of labor, in the eyes of its employers, is a faithfulness and an industry which smacks of acquiescence in the status quo. The virtue of labor, in the eyes of the employer. The employer has a different view of labor than the labor has of themselves and that labor has of their employers, the entrepreneurs, the enterprisers. The ideal citizen, for the stand patter, is the loyal vessel of party authority and routine. Go along, get along, always turning out to vote, right? The ideal citizen for the stand patter, that would be the conservative, the status quo folk, okay? Is the loyal vessel of party authority. Pledge of Allegiance, you know, stars in the bars, singing the anthem, waving the flag, got the lapel pin. That's the ideal one there. The ideal child for the overburdened school mistress is by almost physical necessity the good boy, not too beloved of his fellows, more docile than enterprising. Again, written in 1918. It has been said that the excellence of wives, as defined by husbands, shows similar traits. She's such a loyal wife. She's such a great housekeeper, a homemaker, I should say. A homemaker. She takes such good care of our children. In proportion to its self-satisfaction, and the tendency of all aggregates is to be self-satisfied, any group is prone to contemn its most vigorous as well as its least vigorous members. You don't want to be too successful. You don't want to be a sloth. You want to be right in the middle. That's a nice crank. Why, look at that. Look at that nice soft pad for me to stand on. Why, that handle on the crank fits my hand so nicely. And here's a little dial to help remind me of how many times I need to turn my crank today. Ah, and look, a light, so that my eyes don't be fatigued while I'm turning the crank. Well, thank you, boss man. What a wonderful job. This is a great place to work. I like my job. How long can I turn the crank? We're always looking for the ones in the middle. Not the ones that excel, not the ones that are laggards, but the ones that are in the middle. If it must move forward, it keeps a mean which it calls golden, you know, the golden rule. It learns, but slowly, the truth of Aristotle's saying that the best rule is rule over the best. No, don't you dare, you know. Don't you dare step away from the teat. You're supposed to stand there quietly and suckle off the statist breast, all right? It inclines to shape its members to its own ease, not to their advantage. Education seeks to shape the students to the ease of the state, not to their own advantage, for the ease of the employers in the area through the exclusive economic, enterprise zones. It supplies them with a set of ideals visibly colored by its own idler interests. And just a little bit about the state.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A-Panel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
Just a little a bit more insight from William Ernest Hocking, this Harvard professor, written so very long ago, really, at a time when we still had some thinkers in this country and even in the Ivy Leagues. He writes, "But all conversation assumes an ultimate equality. All conversation assumes an ultimate equality, even that between master and slave, or between society and the individual. What is required of me must come to be professing for my good." It's good for the children, you know. We want to eliminate public health hazards here. We want it to be safety. Agenda 21, 7.69, promotion of a culture of safety. What is required of me must come professing to be for my good. We have to protect our freedoms. Send your children to Iraq and Afghanistan. Slaveholders, Aristotle himself, tried to think slavery beneficial for the slaves. It was so good for them. It's good for you. Look at it this way. If you weren't here on my plantation, you'd be back in Africa someplace, wrestling with a lion for the carcass of a wildebeest. You've got it so good here. We have forage in the morning. We have gruel at night. And there's only 12 hours of work in between. What's your complaint? Roof over your head? A shirt on your back sometimes? Dungarees? Well, we'll see to those shoes next month. Yeah. Interest may warp the particular judgment, but the form of the apology reveals the principle at stake. The interest of society by this involuntary confession is seen to have no authority over me unless it is also my own interests. Governments being instituted among men to secure the blessings of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, unless the interest of society or government is my own interest, then my rights are being infringed. This is the primary and the original right in the relation of the whole and the member. A man's right is to his own development. The right of society exists only where its own interest and that interest coincide. It seems they knew something that we don't know today. Unless this be taken as nothing more than philosophy, and it is a philosophy book. And structurally, not historically, he writes, parenthetically, these interests do coincide, not more because the member needs the society than because no society can prefer the less developed to the more developed member. No society can prefer the less developed to the more developed member. Try and keep your children out of public schools and look at the resistance to that. No society, right? Further, a little bit further here, running out of time. Not even society, then, has a right to make use of a person as a mere means to its majestic ends. I thought we'd been hearing about that means to the ends thing from the Illuminati for a long time, Adam Weishaupt. The test of a good social order, then, will be this, that I am not obliged to adopt any rule of conduct because of what others prefer I should do or be. You think you could get that one, that little boat to float at your city council meeting? Let's just flip it out one more time. The test of a good social order, then, will be this, that I am not obliged to adopt any rule of conduct because of what others prefer I should do or be. Unless I also have or can have that same preference. If society says that my lawn needs to be 3 inches high and no longer, and I care not about 3-inch grass, then society's rule fails by test. Let us state this test in the form of a postulate or a demand which every good society must and can comply with. Here's the postulate. What others wish me to be must be identical with what I myself wish to be. You can understand the idea that my rights end where the rights of another begin? Where is it written in the stars that I can dictate to you how you will live, or that others will dictate to me how I shall live? Governments, as they were being instituted among men to secure the blessings of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And it is that pursuit of happiness that swings my feet out of the bed every morning. And when anyone tries to contravene that swinging out and my pursuit of happiness, then they are working at odds with the consent that we gave to institute the beginning originally. And as our founders said, that government ought to be thrown off. And a new government instituted in its place, a principle which Hawking calls the postulate of identical ideals. The postulate of identical ideals. What others wish me to be must be identical with what I myself wish to be. It may be that no society, no actual society, complies with this requirement, but I venture to think that no actual society despairs of complying with it or fails in practical ways to aim at it. You want that society to succeed. It cannot be the socialist police state. Must be free people, free men on the land, who understand that their rights end where the rights of another begin. The conditions of social life everywhere assumes that however wide the original disparity between what I think I would like to be and what my environment thinks it would have me to be, such an agreement can be found by some effort of thought or by the slow working of social arrangements or both. Somehow we could find some common ground in here someplace, but it's going to have to be by mutual assent or mutual consent. And there is a difference between those two words, by the way. In point of fact, there are arrangements apparently as natural and as old as society itself. And that word society needs to be carefully studied, by the way. As old as society itself, which helped to secure precisely the agreement required by the postulate. I shall mention the most important of these. And he's got a couple here. We won't have time for them both today. We'll just start in on the first one and we'll pick it up tomorrow, perhaps. Here's the first of these postulates. The direct impact of social requirements comes to the individual through the most altruistic part of the social shell. The direct impact of social requirements comes to the individual through the most altruistic, the most well-being, the live for others part of the social shell. This is especially true of his most plastic years. He is born among his well-wishers, his family. And while the egoism of parents has also to be reckoned with, the danger of social tyranny lies rather in their lack of originality than in their lack of pride in the personal growth of their child or their young one. It is always possible that as filtered through the medium of the family, the demand of society will strike with too little force rather than too much. For the identity required in the postulate calls for an effort on the part of the individual as well as upon the part of society. Especially as the individual cannot be said to know without much drastic trial what in particular he wishes to be. How can we come and ask a young person in school to make a career decision while they're still in short pants? How does that work out to the well-being of either the wee one or the society? We'll go into some more of this tomorrow. But there's many things to be said for this idea, this postulate of identical ideals. What others wish me to be must be identical with what I myself wish to be. Without it, where's our life? What value is there to be alive if someone else is going to tell you how to live? Thanks for listening. I'll be back in tomorrow. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today.
Cardivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cardivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cardivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cardivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cardivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.